AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People in the Northeast are stocking up on the essentials.
We're talking about a potentially paralyzing storm.
And it's due to arrive tomorrow. Washington, D.C. could get as much as 2 feet of snow. New York is in the path of this storm. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
The snowfall totals forecast for New York City are large but not crippling, nevertheless.
I think people need to take this very seriously and recognize that this is a real thing.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the storm will disrupt a lot of weekend plans. Among the cancellations, ironically, the annual Winter Jam, a festival of snow sports in Central Park. Deputy Parks Commissioner Liam Cavanaugh says it's not the snow.
It's the wind and the blizzard conditions that are predicted for Saturday, particularly right, you know, at the height of the event.
The wind may also make things difficult in coastal areas where a serious storm surge is anticipated. Warren Levinson, New York.
American Airlines is already canceling the bulk of its flights this weekend in the Northeast ahead of the storm. Serial killer Derek Todd Lee has died in Louisiana. He was taken to a hospital last weekend for emergency treatment and died today. Lee was convicted of murdering two women and was sentenced to death for one of them. Two more detainees have been released from Guantanamo Bay.
That will bring our total number of detainees at Guantanamo Bay down to 91.
That's Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis. President Obama is working to whittle down the number of low-level detainees at Guantanamo Bay. He eventually wants to close it. Former Oklahoma City police officer Daniel Holzclaw was sentenced to 263 years in prison for raping and sexually victimizing women while on his beat in a low-income neighborhood in the city. Prosecutors say Holzclaw targeted black women while on patrol. The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. Energy prices have been recovering today, a day after the biggest one-day loss in oil prices since September. Stocks higher, the Dow finished up 114 points. This is AP Radio News. Republicans are crying foul over a move by the Obama administration to ease visa requirements for travelers to Europe who've recently been to Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
A Congress worried about terrorism voted last month to bar anyone who's been to those countries in the last 5 years from the program that lets citizens of U.S. allies visit here with no visa. But spokesman Josh Earnest says the administration's now refining the rule to say aid workers, journalists, and even those traveling on business can still come.
Those are individuals who don't pose as much of a risk.
But GOP lawmakers say this breaks the law the president just signed. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says Obama's putting his relationship with Iran's supreme leader ahead of America's security. Mark Smith at the White House.
In San Diego, a sailor was sentenced to 24 months in prison for providing classified information to a Malaysian defense contractor. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.